Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Right, so I'm in my studio. I've just come back from having lunch with one of my incredible friends, Shara Carruthers, who was a guest many, many moons ago in Carlosophy. She's one of my favorite human beings, yoga teacher, Ayurvedic practitioner. Like, she's just the shit. Anyway, I was just having lunch with her, and I love having lunch with her because we have these really deep, juicy conversations that just like light my soul up. I just feel always in such flow when I'm around her. It's like, oh, divine. Anyway, just came back from lunch with her and we had this massive, it's like, you know, some days these themes just arrive and, you know, you have all these conversations in one day and they're all kind of twined into one core message. And I feel like that's been my day today and it's all been around creativity. So if you've been around here for a while, you know that this is something that I've really been exploring. And I guess the lid was lifted off that box. If you go all the way back to episode 150, which is still numbered, it was like me basically busting through my own limitations of holding myself back from expression. And how sometimes, you know, I was just so afraid of getting it wrong. I wanted to be seen as something other than what I necessarily thought I was. And I've spent the last almost year really just like focused on creativity and expression and finding my frequency and getting clear on, you know, my message and having fun and following the joy and the flow and all that kind of jazz. And this conversation about creativity is something that I want to definitely be exploring further because Shara and I were talking about, you know, those moments in life where there's like, for me, it happens in like group dancing or it would happen with singing. It was like these things that I used to absolutely love. I used to love to sing and I used to love to dance, yet I just kind of have stood on the edge wanting to jump in and do it, but then just holding myself back. Like I just felt like I was always holding myself back. And when I finally let the lid off, then I could like create and have fun. And it just felt like such a relief. I remember doing a Facebook Live in my Facebook group shop Speak Up where I was playing my ukulele and performing a song. I think I was singing like Lady Gaga's Million Reasons or something. One of the first songs that I think I might've been singing, some Creedence Clearwater, and I finished it and I just started crying because it just felt like such a relief just to be me in all of its fucked upness and out of keyness, just to create for the sake of creating, not because I needed to justify it, not because I needed it to be something, but just because it was something in the moment that felt amazing. And I feel like the last few years have been me freeing myself from this eternal chatter in my mind. This has no value. This is frivolous. Why are you wasting your time with this? Do something real. You're too lazy. you know, all of this stuff, and I've managed to turn down the volume on that voice and turn up this volume of this other voice that's like, it's okay. You're okay. Keep going. Keep creating. Keep sharing. And that voice, through practice and awareness, has helped to drown out the other. It doesn't mean that the other doesn't exist. It does. It's just that it's quicker to come in now with the, it's okay. You're okay. You're okay. And we were talking about this idea of that line, you know, that line, that invisible line that's in front of us, some of us, which we just really on a soul level want to step over and be free and be us in the most like expressive, you know, amazing, artistic, creative, or whatever that is for you way. But we're just like this invisible line that we do not cross. And stepping over that line, the relief and the joy, and it feels like a homecoming. And I've experienced a few of those moments over the last few years, especially this year. So that moment where I sang my guitar, you know, when I played my uke and I sang in my Facebook group and there was relief, you know, oh, the relief. Oh, I can't even talk how much relief there was. And the moment where I, you know, when I first went to singing lessons at episode 150, where I sing, where there's like examples. So I'm at the start of the singing lesson versus the end of the singing lesson, and how it changed as I trusted myself more, as I just like stepped over that line into the unknown. And it feels like the difference between that, you know, that creating that's all done in the head, creating for others, creating because, you know, you've got to make something worthwhile. You've got to make something that means something, instead of just like creative expression for creative expression's sake. I just want to point back to that the other moments where I felt that was when I did the event with Bronnie Ware and Marcus Pierce and Shara Carruthers, who I had lunch with today, when I stood on that stage and I just was present in being there, it felt like a homecoming, a relief. It was like, yes, this is me. This is the me I've been trying to find. And here she was. I just wasn't present to her. And while I was talking to Shara today, we had this conversation about that, about like that unwillingness to step over the invisible line. And how do we do that? And for me, it feels like there's two elements to that, you know, stepping over that line into the creative unknown. And that is, or from, for me, it was really the step from the entrepreneur business owner me into this artist me. That was the line. I was here in all my seriousness, all my needing to be an entrepreneur, when really what I wanted was this artistic expression, this freedom to create, this trust. And that is the other element. So the, you know, how do we, Shara had asked me, but how do we do that? How do we step over the line? And for me, it feels like my journey has been those two things, presence. So being present to whatever is going on for me at the time, feeling the feels. So just being present, right? Which sounds so easy, but it can, like for me, it's like just coming back to my breath. I am here, feeling myself in my body, presence, you know, that, I don't know how else to explain it, in the moment presence. So there's that element that needs to be present for creativity to really flow and flourish. And the other aspect is this trust, which is for me around safety. I want to feel safe. I want to feel safe when I express, which is why I feel like sometimes we're not as creative as, you know, we're not as expressive as we would like to be, because there is fear. We don't feel safe because we live in this world where we post something online and people can disagree with us and people can tear it down and say we're a fraud and we're, you know, like point out all our inadequacies. So expression often doesn't feel safe. So I guess how do we get to that place where we can be present and also feeling safe? Or for me, it's more trust. It's about trust. Presence is something that we practice. We practice it on a moment by moment basis. This is definitely something that I'm still practicing. And it started with me setting my alarm on my phone. You know, every hour it would go off and I would just practice coming back in because I was like all out there in the ether and I was never really in my body. So the practice was coming back into my body, feeling my feet, feeling the senses. What can I smell? What can I hear? What can I taste? You know, how am I feeling? And what can I see? You know, like just using all the senses, activating all the senses. How am I feeling in my body right now? And I kept on practicing that and practicing that and practicing that, coming back to my breath. I know this sounds so cliche, but that's how we become present. We practice it. And then on the other side of it, trust. Trust is another practice. It's not something that we, like, I mean, as humans, of course, there is a certain element of distrust because we have been let down in the past and that has caused this distrust. For me, the distrust was in the universe. You know, it was universal distrust. I didn't trust that my needs would be met. I didn't trust that I had this. I didn't trust that I had everything that I needed. I didn't trust that I was supported. There was no universal trust there. That trust has been built. It's been built through practicing inquiry, curiosity. Why don't I feel safe here? Why, you know, what is it about this situation that doesn't feel safe? Because so often that fear that comes in that I'm not being safe is because we have experienced something before. We can't be afraid of something that we, you know, haven't experienced. I mean, we can, but, you know, it's based mostly, we can watch something on a movie and then be afraid of it. Like we've never had a car accident, God, touch wood. God, I don't know, I want to remove this bit now, but you know, you can still have fear of that. But like for me, rejection was the thing that I was so afraid of because I had experienced it so much in my life. But then that was also self-rejection. And when I've come back to this place of self-acceptance, then the rejection doesn't hurt so much. That is a practice. That's a practice. That's that voice coming in. It's okay, Carly. You're okay. It's going to be okay. So I think that's all I've got to say today. I'm really wanting to explore this further. You know, that was the shift for this podcast from Carlosophy's Stories Behind Success to now as it is Show Up, Speak Up, and it may change. Who knows? But what I want to explore is this idea more and more about like showing up as you, finding your frequency, expressing yourself, creativity. These are the things that are like lighting my soul alive. You know, the really juicy shit for me right now is this expression idea. And right now I do that through podcasting, through the recreation of Radcasters, which is available right now. Oh my God. If you want to, you know, the best way to find your voice, to find your frequency is to start practicing using it. It's a practice. And this podcast has been my practice. It's been my practice ground for honing and refining and exploring my voice. So if you want in on that action, go to radcasters.com and you can join Radcasters right now. So just saying that on the side. But this is what I'm really excited about. This is where I'm heading, is this expression, voice, creativity, finding your frequency, and I'm giving myself full permission to go all in on this shit. I am over the line. I have stepped over I didn't even just step over the line. I fucking dove over it. I did one of those commando rolls, you know, like run up commando roll over the line. I went straight in, all in on me, on my expression, on my creativity, on my voice, on my frequency. So there will be more of this, you know, less talking necessarily about business, though it is a big part of my life still, but more about this expression stuff. Hope you'll join me on the journey. Like I said, if you want to join Radcasters, radcasters.com, head there now. I would love to see you in there. This new platform that I've built it on, I'm fucking loving sick. The whole course has been completely rewritten. It's next level fucking amazing, if I do say so myself. So join Radcasters. There's over, you know, 120 people who are in that course right now, and you can join them and the amazing community that is a part of that. Also, don't forget about my book, carlinenumer.com/book. You can get that, and it's delivered via a private podcast. And it's all the stories, all the little stories that led to my success, not my success in a monetary sense, not my success in an external trapping sense, but my success as coming home to me, as in, you know, coming home to land on my frequency, my version of success. And thank you so much for listening. I love coming from the studio for something different. You may be hearing more of that. Who knows? Until next time, peace out. And I invite you to just take a moment to look at that line. What is that invisible line? Where are you holding yourself back from the full expression of who you are? And can you bring in some of that presence and the trust? How can you cultivate those things in your life? All right, that is it for me. Peace out. The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.